SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Floodwaters in South Central Texas claiming at least 32 lives, many of them children. Kerr County Sheriff Larry Letha says search and rescue operations continue.
We will not stop till every single person is found. We've got all the resources we need. We're here for the long haul. As I said, numbers will be changing rapidly. But like I said, we will not stop till everybody. I can't tell you. I've been asked how long will this take. I can't tell you how long it's going to take. It's going to take a while.
Tropical storm Chantal has formed off of southeastern U.S. coast. Now, the National Hurricane Center says tropical storm warnings have been issued for portions of the Carolinas. John Cangliotti is senior hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center, says there are tropical storm warnings for a little north of Charleston, South Carolina, to the Wilmington, North Carolina area.
Chantal is expected to make landfall early on Sunday morning. It could be even be late tonight. In sort of the middle of South Carolina, but most of the strong winds and more significant impacts will be to the east of the landfall spot, and those conditions will really begin just later on this evening.
Major talks coming up Monday at the White House. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be there to speak with President Trump. Don't look now, but gas might be going even farther down. Eight members of the OPEC Plus Alliance of oil exporting countries says they will boost production by 548,000 barrels per day in August. That's a move that could further reduce prices at the pumps. Soccer players from Liverpool and Portugal's national team joining family and friends for the funeral of their teammate, Diogo Jota, and his brother. Service held in the Portuguese town of Gondomar 2 days after the two brothers died in a car crash in Spain. This is SRN News. Well, a lot of people with deep faith in the Lord voted for President Trump.
The Pew Research Center has done a detailed breakdown of the people who went to the polls last fall, and it reveals that white evangelicals were not the only ones who supported Mr. Trump. In November, he won 62% of all Protestants, up 3% from 2020. And the president got 55% of the Catholic vote, up 6%, and a real embarrassment to the Democratic Party, which owned the Catholic vote for most of the 20th century. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Zoran Mondani, an outspoken critic of Israel, is the expected Democratic nominee for mayor in America's most Jewish city. That's raising alarms among some in the Big Apple. They're worried about rising anti-Semitism and the waning political influence in New York. Mondani has declined to support the right of Israel to exist. This is SRN News. Well, China's economic planners may have overplayed their hand just a bit when it comes to the country's electric vehicle market. Here's SRN's Rich Thomason with that story.
Chinese industrial policy has spawned far more EV manufacturers than can possibly survive. Now, long-simmering concerns about oversupply and debilitating price wars are coming to the fore. The government is trying to rein in what's called involution, a term initially applied to the rat race for young people in China. It's been extended to companies and industries engaged in meaningless competition that leads nowhere. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A strike by French air traffic controllers seeking better working conditions disrupting travel. 40% of flights at Paris airports have been canceled. Strike has affected tens of thousands of passengers. More details at srnnews.com.